The UN Refugee Agency is providing temporary shelter for people outside the major cities who have lost their homes. The Lebanese government estimates 90% of some 800,000 displaced people returned home within days of the ceasefire. UNHCR spokeswoman Jennifer Pagonis says her agency is helping vulnerable people who still are living in temporary shelters. However, she says the main focus is on assistance to those who have returned. She says UNHCR supplies continue to arrive in Lebanon by air, sea, and road. She says the agency now has storage facilities in Beirut, Sidon, and Tyre.
We're now fully operational in the south out of Tyre and Sidon, and that we now have convoys over the last couple of days going out, fanning out into various parts of the country that we had assessment teams to earlier, delivering tents, blankets, mattresses, and various other items that are urgently in need.
The World Food Program says it is a lot easier to send food convoys to southern Lebanon and the southern suburbs of Beirut since the ceasefire. Although spokeswoman Christian Bertium says there still are a lot of obstacles.
The roads are bad. The oxos also represent a problem. It takes a long time. This is why we're using as well the sea to bring relief into the region. Tyre has become really our hub. It's from Tyre that we dispatch everything. So yes, the situation is improving.
Bertian says the World Food Program is feeding more than 500,000 people, but she says she expects that number to fall dramatically in the near future. The UN Children's Fund says it is planning for the next phase of reconstruction and rehabilitation. That will involve rebuilding and repairing damaged water and sanitation systems. In the meantime, it says it is continuing to distribute tens of thousands of liters of bottled water every day. UNICEF spokesman Michael Bosirku says the agency also is concentrating on getting as many children into school as possible. He says the start of the school year has been delayed to October 9th because of the damage done to schools during the war.
So far we found that up to 50 schools in the south of Lebanon have been completely destroyed, and 300 others have suffered serious damage. The Ministry of Education, one of our closest partners on the ground there, estimates that the damage sustained by the education sector alone is at US$70 million.
Bosirku says getting children back to school is the best way of ensuring their return to normal life. He says UNICEF is sending 4,000 so-called school-in-a-box kits to Lebanon on Monday. He says each kit contains enough school supplies for 80 children. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.